Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And good morning, and welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Las Vegas Raiders football. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, kind of putting it all together. Glad to have you out there. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the soon-to-be Calico Fish House on Pacific Coast Highway in Huntington Beach, and also the creator of Big Parm, his tribute to growing up in New Jersey. This is New Jersey-style pizza by the pie and by the slice, and also having the dough rise overnight for maximum taste appeal. Will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And believe it or not, we're going to be getting into something controversial that on the surface of it, you would not think would be controversial. But believe it or not, that wonderful lobster that comes from Maine is now controversial for the moment. And Chef Andrew, being quite an authority on seafood, will try to help us understand what the controversy is all about, but with supporting American fishermen and the Maine lobstermen, because on the SoCal Restaurant Show, we are big advocates of American sustainable seafood and encouraging sustainable Maine fisheries. And from Chef Andrew's point of view, the Maine lobster fishermen are sustainable and doing their part. And as I say, Chef Andrew will get into all of that. But the good news is Thursday evening, the White House did one of their first state dinners since the pandemic, honoring the president of France. And not too surprisingly, Maine lobster was on the menu. And enjoyed by all. And as I understand it, 200 Maine lobsters were flown in from Maine, hand-selected for the occasion. So that's a pretty good thing. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. What our goal is there is just to give you more information between Saturdays. And also on Saturday, particularly on our Facebook and Instagram feeds, to give you some provocative food imagery of the menu items and food products that we're talking about on the show, just to add another dimension to our verbal description. So it's all easy. Website is SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, for as long as we can still manage Twitter, which, as we all know, is a little bit up in the air right now. But Twitter is at SoCal Restaurant. And then, as we love to say, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram to at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And we're a day ahead of it, but because we're not on the air tomorrow, we do want to wish everybody a happy National Cookie Day, which officially is tomorrow. I don't know about you, but a warm chocolate chip cookie is something pretty spectacular, particularly when it is made with premium chocolate chips. And as a close second, a really good oatmeal raisin cookie made with the best ingredients, that can be pretty wonderful too. So whatever your favorite cookie is, go out and enjoy it tomorrow on National Cookie Day. Your favorite local bakery will definitely appreciate it. As always, particularly now that we're in the holiday mood, and I definitely know we were in the holidays because downstairs this morning, coming into the Angels office building, there are little Christmas trees that are on the reception desk that are made out of baseballs. Really cute. We'll probably post one of those images a little later at some point next week. But as I say, particularly after Thanksgiving, you know the holiday season is about to get in full swing. And here at Angel Stadium, of course, they would be doing the right thing too. We are delighted to welcome back this morning to the SoCal Restaurant Show our bi-monthly visit with Anne-Marie Panarangan, who is the voice of OC's, always in the know, food columnist. Anne-Marie is just not a one publication wonder, in addition to the work that she does with Voice of OC. A new column drops with her every other Friday. And just to get you in the calendar scheme of things, the most recent column dropped yesterday, which we will be talking about on the show. But Anne-Marie also is a regular contributor to Eater LA, covering doings in Orange County and also Long Beach, and also contributes to the blog for Travel Costa Mesa, so she definitely keeps busy. Anne-Marie, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Andy. How's it going?
Anne-Marie, again, we're always delighted to have you in studio, and you have so much to talk about that the two next segments that we have with you is just not going to be enough to contain it all, but we will do our very best because you've been busy. In addition to being out there on the Orange County dining beat, you have discovered the love of cruising, and you just got back from a pretty magnificent cruise of the Mediterranean on Wonder of the Seas, which for Royal Caribbean followers, this is their newest and largest ship. And believe it or not, at capacity, which would be two passengers to each cabin, their capacity is 6,988 guests. And Anne-Marie and her significant other were among that group on the Wonder of the Seas, and we'll be talking about her experience a little bit. But Anne-Marie, you're still smiling, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, as I say, stay tuned and we'll get into all the specifics of that because, of course, as you know, Anne-Marie is a serious cocktail enthusiast. So, of course, she needed to check out one of their premier bars that is aboard, because believe it or not, when you're on a cruise ship, alcohol and specialty cocktails, for whatever reason, is pretty important. From there, we will be talking with the co-owner and executive chef of Yangban Society in downtown L.A., this being Kat Hong. This, in my opinion, is probably one of the most innovative restaurants in the area that has opened this year. It is Korean flavors with California ingredients, very unconventional in terms of the style of what they do, but really wonderful servers that help educate you to what is on the menu. The Hongs are very adaptable. They wanted to be innovative, but they also listened to their guests. And the concept has morphed a little bit over the year that they have been open. It now is dinner only. It is fine dining in a casual atmosphere. They do accept reservations, but they also accept walk-ins. And again, Kat is very articulate, and I look forward to our conversation with her because I had a wonderful experience at Yangban Society. And people are a little confused about what it is there, and we hope to be able to clear all of that up. Now, holiday time in Southern California is just not Christmas. It is also Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights, and the designated food of Hanukkah, or one very special item, is latkes, and we will be visiting with the consulting executive chef for the Milky Way in the Pico Robertson area of Los Angeles, because they've come up with a very creative to-go package of their latkes, which are also packaged with a house-made apple compote that they do, and also sour cream. And if the Milky Way sounds at all familiar to you at all, this is the Spielberg family's, yes, that entertainment Entertainment Spielberg family's tribute to their late mother. They kept the legacy of the Milky Way going, and kind of a charming story and a wonderful way to remember a very unique individual. Then, we're still cruising. We're going to be boarding very briefly Discovery Princess, the newest ship in the Princess Cruises line, talking about a new visual experience that goes to all the senses called 360, an extraordinary experience with veteran food journalist Linda Kassam, who previously was the past president of the International Food, Wine, and Travel Writers Society. She was brought out here with a group of travel writers to get a preview of this 360-degree and extraordinary experience, and we'll share that story with her. So, again, a lot on the plate this morning. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, Anne-Marie Panaringan, and we're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.